song is called Far. Good morning. 6:11 now. Steve-O here with you on your Monday. I feel like I was just here. Mostly because I was just here for Shock Therapy Live. If you missed it last night, myself, Pastor Nate, threw down, man. Had a great show. And if you miss Shock Therapy Live ever, I'm telling you, mystaticradio.com/shocktherapylive. You can download the podcasts. Yeah, it's always a good time. It is Monday. We've got a great show. We've got Michelle coming in studio this morning. We've got Billiam. And, you know, cover to cover. We do it every single Monday at 9 a.m. So time now to start preparing for that. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you'd like to get your suggestions in for cover to cover, you got a few hours. Got some Wild Sweet Orange on the way, but right now, actually, it's the wedding. Won't back down. Good morning.
He's quite a personality.
Static Radio.
Good morning. 6:34 now. Happy Monday.
I'm just listening to this song.
Oh, man, it's the Steve Radio Program. And Mitch.
What's up?
Chilling.
Yeah?
It is definitely Monday.
Microphone just made a weird sound.
Yeah.
Whoops.
It's all good.
It's Monday.
Yay.
There was a break in that yay.
Yay. Or your app is totally screwing up. Welcome to Monday.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, it was just me.
It was just you.
Because it kind of sounded like a computer glitch there
for a second. It did.
Like, I'm that talented.
That's good. No, yeah. That took time
or
and
I'm
effort.
Rebooting because it's Monday.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think that may be it.
I'm a computer.
Weird.
Yeah. That's why I'm so good at math and stuff. Watch, give me anything math-wise.
9 times 81.
Wow, that's a lot. Okay, so 9, carry the 1, 9, 8 times 9, 72. 721.
I don't know.
It is.
Okay. I know someone who can figure that stuff out like that.
I did too. Did you hear how
no,
quickly
you
that
had,
computer
you had 9,
was?
1, 8, 4, 7.
But for Monday morning at 6:35, that was pretty good for a robot.
That was good.
I'm still getting my robot skills up to par. It's Monday morning.
No, you did a good job. It just wasn't.
Watch, give me another one.
9 times 100.
Okay.
That's really, come on, zero. Come on.
Is 0, and then the times is 0. 9 times 1 is 1. So 900. 900. This is pretty good, right?
Good job.
Huh? I'm a robot.
I think your children could have figured that out faster.
Yeah. It's Monday.
It is.
It's early. So, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was really relaxing compared to the last 2 weekends.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is true. Oh, you had the weekend and you had Easter, huh?
Yeah.
So, this was literally just a chill weekend of nothing.
Yeah, when I slept in, I felt amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was really nice to wake up and actually hear the birds singing because the past 2 weekends when I wake up, no singing. They're still asleep.
Are you a UFC fan?
Yeah.
Did you watch fights? No?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, I mean, I just don't watch them. I'm sure I'd get into it. Like, dude, that guy punched that guy.
Right. That's what happens
usually.
That's
pretty much what I...
We had a house full of people on Saturday night.
Yeah.
John Bones Jones, Albuquerque dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's from New York, but he trains out of Jackson's gym here in Albuquerque.
So we claim him.
He was fighting Rashad Evans, who used to train out of Albuquerque. Me and Joey actually did a TV show with Rashad Evans once.
Mm.
And so it was tough because Rashad's my boy. But he left this camp because they brought in John Bones Jones and they're like the same weight class. And it was like, hey, man, you can't train us both to eventually fight for the same title.
Why not?
Because that's not cool. You're in the same camp and you know each other. So it was like a friendship gone awry.
Uh-oh.
And it was really sad to watch.
Did they have those pictures where they're staring at each other and they're like holding up their fists and they're really...
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, those are usually like Photoshop because they actually got in front of each other for the weigh-in and they had to separate them. So.
What?
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, there's like bad blood like that, there's no way they were actually standing at like a photo booth together taking a photo. All right, man, no, put your hand more up towards my chin.
All that testosterone.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a guy thing, like, because I know that guys can like duke it out, and then like 5 minutes later, be like, "Yo, bro, it's all right."
Yeah.
And then,
well,
it'll
a
be
lot
fine.
Of those guys, it's like a sport, so they're cool and they're hugging it out afterwards. But that was not one of those situations.
That's really sad.
It was like friends.
Thanks, New Mexico.
It was friends who are no longer friends.
We blame New Mexico, and they want to fight over it.
Yeah.
Dang.
Well, they were fighting because John Bones Jones is the champion. It wasn't like a...
Well, like, even, like, when they're weighing
You're making
in.
This way too chicky, all right? There were no... It wasn't like chicks, and they were like, "You were my friend. I want to punch you." It wasn't like that. They were fighting for the title.
But, like, when you said they had to be separated...
Yeah.
Was it time to fight?
No, it was
so
the
weigh-in. They weren't fighting for the
but
title.
But they do the weigh-ins, and then at the weigh-ins, they're like, "Okay, now stand in front of each other and, you know, do the whole pose thing." And they couldn't stand in front of each other. They started, like, pushing their foreheads against each other. Like, "I'm going to fight you."
That's too much. Like, their foreheads. Like, they're going to crack their forehead.
Yeah. So they had to separate them. And then it was like, "I'll see you tomorrow." He's like, "Well, I'll see you tomorrow."
Well, no.
Yeah. Well, I'll be in that ring. Well, so will I. I'd be terrible at that trash talk. "Yeah, you will see me tomorrow because we're scheduled to fight." So I'll see, like, 7:30? Wait, you're talking about the fight, right? 7:30?
Are you showing up early?
Yeah. Yep.
Stay hydrated.
All that to say, John Bones Jones, the champion, defended his title for the third time and won. Went all 5 rounds. First time it's ever gone 5 rounds against John Bones Jones, but yeah.
Well, is there any way that it could go longer than 5 rounds?
No, that's the championship rounds, yeah.
That's
5 rounds.
I think you're going to have to tease me about this. I don't know.
Five-minute rounds. So it's a good time because everybody's like, "Well, boxing's like 12. But those are 3-minute rounds. So yeah, that's 36 minutes. This is only 25. I get it.
So
5-minute rounds, that's tough.
Do you think that this could be like a ministry within the church?
What? UFC?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, John Bones Jones is a believer. He goes to Sagebrush.
Okay.
He's got a big old Ephesians 4:13 tattoo across his chest. There was a sign in the audience. It's like, "This dude's about to kill this other dude. Show the sign in the audience." And it was like Ephesians 4:13. And then it had John. It was a drawing of John, like, holding his belt up to the cross. And then this, like, Mufasa-looking God face, like, smiling down on him. I'm like... Wow.
Whoa.
That's some fan art. So, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep. So.
Fighting for Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's how they do. But anyways.
Does this guy like UFC?
Good morning, Billiam.
Hey. UFC?
Yeah.
That's so far from my world.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to talk about it as much as I can right now. Like, Rocky stats. Like, does he train like that?
Of course.
Yes. You gotta get pumped
they
up.
They really train.
Well, like, Rocky status, like that scene that goes on for a long time and
like
that
with
song
Eye of
playing.
The Tiger playing
yeah.
in the background.
Yeah.
They don't really there's no like
they have to.
I mean, with iPods now, I'm sure there's, you know,
they
something.
They have to. It's got to be like surround sound.
Wow.
When they're training.
I don't know that they actually train with the Rocky theme song.
Well, the good ones would.
Weird. Yeah, obviously. Who was the winner?
John Bones Jones.
He definitely trains with the Rocky song.
That's how he won.
Would you really want to train with that, or would you want to train with, like, the Final Countdown? It's like the Final Countdown.
Yeah, but...
You know what I mean?
This is like stretching music.
I am Tiger, bro.
Stretching music?
Yeah, like...
No way, bro! You're getting amped up! Woo! I'm gonna do this!
Yeah, you're getting... But you're
I'm
not, like,
punch
running.
This guy!
Yeah, you're, like, punching while you're running. No!
There you are.
This is the song that plays when I pour my cereal in the morning.
This comes
out of nowhere.
You guys ruin everything. You guys ruin everything.
Invited us here.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's 6:42 now. You're listening to Static Radio. Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam. And now we got some Mike Maines for you. The song's called Miracle. Static. Good morning. Zagadka, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Good job.
Okay.
Good
go.
Job.
That's the band.
They're from here.
That was confidence.
The song is 57. That's just a weird name.
It is. It really is.
I thought of Gattaca right away.
Yeah.
I thought of, like, Legend of Zelda. you know,
because it has a Z.
It starts with Z. I got nothing.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's hip, man.
It's the Steve Radio Program.
It's hip.
Steve-O, Michelle, Billiam.
Here we are.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
It's Monday.
It is Monday.
It was a crazy weekend.
I had a barbecue.
Did you?
It's pretty wild. I know.
He broke his phone.
That's kind of... You broke your phone?
Well, I was playing around... I live near the Bosque. And I was down there after hours and messing around on one of those bridges that goes over the irrigation ditches. And I'm pretty sure my phone fell out of my pocket into the ditch and got swept away by the sea.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
It was pretty dumb.
Unsafe.
On my part.
But wow. Now he has a nice phone.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I had to get a different one.
I'm making him admit to all of this.
I want to see what this is because I just found the sports talk thing and I want to talk sports.
Push it.
See what it says?
Yeah.
It says your name on it.
That sounds sporty.
Yeah.
Sounds lame.
You know what, Michelle? Take your ball and go home.
I don't have a ball.
Yes, you do.
I'm a
cheerleader. It's a metaphor for life. Okay?
Take your life. No.
Go home.
Just play it. Just play it.
All right. I just really want to talk about sports.
Okay, let's talk about sports.
There's a lot of sports that happened this weekend.
Okay.
A lot of sports.
Here we go.
All right. Can we talk sports?
Yes.
Okay. Can we really talk sports? Are you guys ready to talk sports?
I mean, as much as I'm capable of talking sports.
Do you have baseball? Huh? Maybe baseball?
Most boring sport to watch on TV.
What is their
thing that they win at the end, like, of the season?
The pennant?
Trophy?
What kind of trophy is it? Like
the World Series trophy?
That one. Okay, see? I don't know. I was just trying to remember.
Do you guys know what a perfect game is?
Like bowling. I know a perfect game.
There are 9 innings.
Uh-huh.
What's perfect game?
You guys are ruining my life.
Is it like when the other team gets 0?
Okay. There have only been 21 perfect games in Major League Baseball history.
Was Babe Ruth a part of it?
No, he was not.
The Great Bambino? I watched The Sandlot.
Okay, so then think about this. You don't walk anybody. Nobody gets a hit. I mean, literally, your pitcher throws a perfect game.
Can I just tell... This is what you just told me. You don't walk anybody. Does somebody walk someone to the bases?
Yes, you can walk some. You know what? I'm skipping this story. Here, throw that in the trash.
No! Okay, let me read it. Okay. White Sox, Humber throws perfect game.
Stever.
They're killing me.
They're killing me, Smalls.
Haha, you've seen that movie too.
Yes, I have. Steve, will you please explain to the ignorant children what baseball is?
My parents didn't like
baseball.
What
a perfect... Your parents don't like you, apparently. They didn't train you up in the right ways. So, Steve?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you're like a vapor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Phil Humber over the weekend.
Yeah, Phil Humber.
He's playing up in Seattle.
Yep.
And no one from the Seattle Mariners... made it to first base.
No one. Not a single person.
Does that sound like a boring game?
No, it's a perfect game.
Oh, man.
Like bases aren't loaded?
Steve, let's talk.
Yeah, okay. So this is the 21st time in history. That's
of Major League Baseball.
That's like the rarest thing in the universe is pitching a perfect game.
You know the last team to have someone do that?
I was going to say Philly.
No, I don't think so. Was it Philly?
Yeah,
maybe it was Philly.
Roy Halladay threw one against the Florida Marlins last year.
Mark Burley.
Or no, in 2010.
Threw one, too.
Yeah, that was in 2009.
Yeah. Okay, so 2 times ago is another great team.
And that's the 3rd time in White Sox history that the White Sox
pitcher. Let's see, 1/7 of the perfect games in Major League Baseball history belong to the best team in baseball.
Ooh, yeah. Charles Robertson did it back in 1922. Do you see how important this is, Michelle?
This is like a blue moon.
This is a big deal.
Oh.
It's less common than a blue moon.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Does Michelle know what a blue moon is?
There's that song by...
Oh, Michelle.
There's that song.
You're making me sad, Michelle. I think, Michelle, you remind me of this next story I want to talk about?
Oh, my gosh. No, I wanted to hear all about the sports. I'm learning so much right now.
It has to do with sports. It has to do with sports. Stever, congratulations. Your team.
Well, thanks.
What did a really good job.
What did you watch the game?
I didn't watch the game.
I am such a terrible fan. I did not watch the game. But I kind of wonder, like, at what point did, you know, Humber end up at the end of the bench and no one's looking at him or talking to him?
Yeah, I'd be interested. Yeah. So here's the thing. When you start throwing a perfect game.
Michelle didn't understand that either. She's like, what do you mean he's doing so great? They were probably patting him on the back.
No. You don't talk to him. You don't look at him. You don't throw him off his game. Okay. You don't even look. Don't even look at him. Don't even look him in the eye.
Why?
Nobody talks to him. Because he's pitching a perfect game.
Oh, man.
And at the end of the game, that's when you can high-five him and say, I can't believe you just did that. That was the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
So he was like in character.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Yeah.
We're in the zone.
It's a big deal, Michelle.
Focused.
Yeah. All right.
That's a huge... No, that's right. Huge.
We're done.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Stever. He's gone. He's
well,
a vapor. He's
what?
A vapor.
You made it look like you don't... You know everything.
Me?
You didn't... You need. I was just thrown under the bus.
I didn't say anything because I know nothing.
Neither
I was. I was thinking about zoo animals the whole time.
Wow. Okay, so final sports story. Charlie Weiss this weekend. He is a football coach. He actually used to coach Notre Dame. My college football team. Okay.
Those guys are, they're kind of big name.
They're kind of big name.
Yeah, I know that name.
So he went to Kansas and wanted to work on them. Last year, the team was 2-10, which actually is better than the Lobos were.
Yeah.
So, they're 2.
Anything. We have a pretty terrible, they won 2 games and lost 10 games.
Yes.
No, out of 12 games.
Dang.
They were 2-10.
Ugh.
So they won 2, lost 10, right? And so Charlie Weiss says his work cut out for him, but he didn't realize it was this bad. This last Thursday, the new head coach informed the team they were pretty terrible at doing celebrations. I kid you not.
Like, wait,
so he did drills to help the team so they could celebrate if and when they actually scored a touchdown.
So, like, during practice, he was like, wow, you're not even happy that you got that.
Yeah, dude. Charlie Weiss said a quote, I can tell the guys aren't used to winning, so he said, hey, winning a football game is not supposed to be an uncommon occurrence. I know it's a novel concept around here. But when you win a football game, there's supposed to be a celebration that looks like a celebration. And they tried it, and he said, that was a pile of crap. That's what he told his team.
Wow.
He says, I believe in practicing everything, including winning. That's what this is all about. So he made him practice celebrating.
Did he, like, fill up, like, 17 things of drink?
Gatorade.
He was like,
this is what you pour on me.
And so he'd sit there and just like let them do it over and over.
Yes. Now you're getting it. High five.
That totally like discredits the whole football thing. It's like, oh, it's okay. Here's your blue ribbon for participating anyway.
No. They're going to start winning.
Yeah, right.
All you got to be is happy to win, right?
So this is what
the
coach did.
It's all in the mind.
He set up the final 10 minutes of practice, and so he sent the kicker out there to practice a quote-unquote game-winning field goal. And so he had the kicker practice, and every time the kick went up and through, the players had to come streaming in from the sidelines. Unfortunately, the first time they tried this in practice, the kicker missed the field goal. The kicker missed the field goal!
No!
So they like ran out to celebrate, and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa! So they had to go back to the sidelines, and the kicker tried it again, and this time he made the kick.
And it was time to celebrate!
And the team came streaming onto the field to congratulate him. Yeah! Woo! And that is where Charlie Weiss lost it on his team. And that's when he told him, this is a pile of poo. You guys suck at celebrating. And he's going to make them practice here.
Dude, it's
every
necessary.
Week until they get their celebration right.
I'm okay with that. That's not real practice. Maybe they should start practicing.
That's
the
horrible.
Game,
but that is horrible that you're so bad you have to actually practice celebrating.
It's acting. I mean, at this point, it's acting. They haven't really won anything.
Yeah.
I don't think they deserve to celebrate, if you ask me.
Well, that's why they're losing.
They need to practice and not party.
They don't.
Huh?
They don't think there's a reason to celebrate. They
well,
can practice,
not.
But
they
at
could,
the
they,
end of it.
They could make a reason to celebrate if they did their job.
Yeah. See, and that's the article that I was reading about. This was like, maybe instead of practicing celebrating, they should practice playing football so then they can actually celebrate.
Well, I think that's what they've been doing, and they just don't think it's ever going to happen. So they need to know what it feels like to celebrate.
Wow.
And win.
Wow.
And so
you're letting your female compassion get in the way.
I was just about to say, your female compassion is going right along with Charlie Weiss's,
once again.
That's why he's no longer at Notre Dame or anywhere.
Sorry,
good.
Sorry about that, Charlie.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. You guys invited me.
I did.
Because then you need a girl perspective.
Right.
And so I'm laying it down.
Yeah, this is true.
They need to practice celebrating.
Thrice Anthology. Right here on Static Radio. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve radio program.
See, that backfired on you.
Mitch.
Billiam. Trying to complain about how I smell.
What just happened?
Sabotage yourself with that spray. We have the worst air freshener scent.
That's not an air freshener.
Ever created.
No, it's not an air freshener.
It's a sterilizer.
Yeah. That's the point. It's not an air freshener.
Why does it say air on it?
Because it sterilizes the air.
It sterilizes the air. It germicidal fungalizes.
Well, then you're welcome.
Staphylococcal. I can't even say half these words. Tuberculosisidal.
Give me that. I'm in college.
Yeah. Read those.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Good luck.
Pseudomonacetyl. Pseudomonacetyl?
Watch your mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Deodorizes. I recognize that one.
Nice.
Did not. It made me cough.
Are you sure you recognize that one? Because Michelle's been complaining all morning about your smell.
Whatever.
I think you signed a paper that said
I smell like I smell like adventure.
This is true. This is true. Dude, speaking of adventure, I don't know if you guys have had this issue. Have you guys noticed the moth infestation
that has been... Mothpocalypse!
Yeah, what is going on?
It happens once a year. I rolled down the windows this morning.
Uh-uh.
And Kelly's like, roll them up! There's moths everywhere! Yeah.
They are everywhere. Yeah. Are you on your bike right now? Are you
no,
on your motorcycle?
Car.
Okay.
Good thing. You'd be swallowing
moths. I haven't seen a moth.
Wow.
No, they're
How is that
everywhere.
Possible? You live on my neck of the universe.
I don't know. We don't have moths.
They are everywhere. Literally.
I spent all evening outside yesterday and I didn't run into any moths.
I murdered about 37 moths on my way to work this
Are these
morning.
Those look, right freak there. Giant ones?
It was at yeah, the window. Look right there.
At the window. I'm being serious.
That's not that big.
Well, that's just the baby
but they're,
one.
They're everywhere. This one, I kid you not, on the way to work this morning, I turned my headlights on and moths just came out.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I was driving and it literally dunk, dunk, dunk all the way to work. I seriously killed like 20, 30 moths on the way to work this morning.
That's awesome.
It was weird. So I immediately had to Google like, what is up with this moth infestation?
What happened?
Apparently in New Mexico, the insect infestation of moths is a pretty big one, I guess.
Yeah, it's pretty
Every
disgusting.
Year. Yeah. So I actually Googled how... I don't know that this is really... I know it's serious because it's from NMSU, so it must be true. however, I'm a Lobo, so therefore I already
anything.
Think it's skewed. Yeah. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey, it's Cajun Hobbs.
Hey.
Yeah, I'm at the moth infestation.
Yeah.
Yesterday, our porch, it has cracks in the house, so there was like a whole nest of them in the cracks. So every before dawn... There, 1,000 moths comes out of those cracks.
Gross, dude. You need to seal those
cool.
cracks. That's not cool. That's disgusting.
Crack is whack.
I like moths.
Well, then that's great
right.
for you.
There you go, Katie from Hobbs.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right.
I like Arthur the moth from The Tick.
Oh, okay, I'm like,
who? Arthur's an aardvark.
What?
Arthur.
The PBS.
Wow. I got no clue who you guys... Is that the weird dude with the glasses?
Aardvark.
He's an aardvark?
Yes.
This whole time, I just thought he was a weird alien.
No, he's an animal just like... Oh, an alien amongst all these like rabbits and other animals.
He has a Dogs. Weird freaky Dogs. Head shape and huge glasses.
Because he's an aardvark.
All right.
That's what they do.
That's what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
I bet you don't have an aardvark to prove
I
me
don't,
wrong.
I don't. So... According to Charlie Weiss, Or Ward. Charlie Weiss was the coach.
I was going to say.
Charles Ward.
Back on that
story. He's an extension entomologist at the University of New Mexico SU.
I was going to say, wait a second.
New Mexico State University. They did this whole thing using pheromones for insect management in New Mexico.
Wait.
Pheromones.
Why? Pheromones.
Pheromones.
Maybe I don't have a proper understanding of what pheromones are.
A pheromone is a chemical that can be produced synthetically now, actually.
That's so, okay.
Yeah. Scientists and pest control specialists have known about these complex communication systems for decades. And recently, the high technology has been made available for the use of the average person because these chemicals, pheromones, can now be produced synthetically. And so, but here's my big question. They're talking about how to regulate this crazy moth infestation that's going on right now with sex pheromones, moth sex pheromones.
So are these like mutant moths? But
is it that counterproductive? Because won't that get them to your house?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
So they're called, what they recommend is setting traps and then placing these pheromones inside so the moths will go in there and then somehow you're just supposed to catch them? I have no idea.
They can't get out?
Allegedly, according to this study, synthetic sex pheromones are available for many pest insects and are used for pest detection. There are more than 60 types of pheromones or other trap types are available for commercial sources listed at the end of this publication. But two commonly used trap types are the Delta and the Wing traps.
I have a better solution for moth trapping.
Yeah.
Well, if you got a little metal building, a little metal shed or something, stick those pheromones in there and wait and have a torch ready.
Oh, man.
And when there's enough moths, just, you know, close the door and light up the torch and go nuts.
You're a horrible, horrible person.
You know, that would be so cool, like actual fireflies.
True that.
Wow. Yeah, dude. So apparently we're just going to have to deal with the moths because I'm way too lazy to go out and buy some synthetic pheromone craziness.
Well, they disappear in like a month.
Do?
They disappear in a month, but like during this time right now, like if you are driving down your street and it's nighttime and you have lights on your car, don't roll down your windows.
True story.
Because that's
disgusting.
It's awful.
They're like, seriously everywhere.
You walk in with like powder all over you.
Gross.
On the moth.
It's true, man. So, yeah, apparently it's going to be pretty bad for us for the next month. Unless for some reason you're weird and you want to go buy moth sex pheromone. I kid you not. That's the one that they say that you use. They're produced by usually the female to attract the other sex for mating. That's weird.
Who? Yeah.
I always assumed that you got that from mothballs. But that would be the male, not the... Okay, look at that. It's the Lighthouse and the Whaler. Static Radio, good morning. The Lighthouse and the Whaler, Static Radio, good morning. 7:17 now. Hey, look, it's traffic.
All right. Lead is closed at Mulberry with a detour. Zuni and Alvarado. Lights are flashing red, so you can play a good game of red light, green light, except it's just red light. Just be careful. Edith is closed at Alameda, and that's your look at traffic.
Wow. Dude, right there.
Is that good?
You did a good job.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nicely done. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus, providing, well, breakfast for us. And that's what we're going to do right now.
Is that breakfast or a drink?
I don't know. They do
everything.
They do everything there. Literally. It's pretty incredible.
Literally.
Literally. I guess not literally, because they don't do everything.
Yeah.
Short little
they
quick.
Do something.
Thank you for calling us all. First, well. This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
What's up, man?
How you doing, bro?
Not doing, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You are a man of many words.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There's two right there.
Yeah. Glad so, this morning, what are you guys thinking?
I'm thinking just bacon burrito.
Bacon burrito? A burro for you?
Bacon burro.
Alrighty.
I don't know what I want.
I don't. Okay. Oh wow. Is it gonna be one of those? We're like sitting down. You've looked at the menu 1,000 times. We've been to this restaurant many times, Michelle.
I'm sorry.
Okay. And you always get the same thing. So why can't you just say what you want?
Because I have a drink right here, but I don't know if I want another one.
Oh man. Okay. Stever would like an oatmeal with brown sugar and raisins, please.
Okay.
Don't forget the honey packets.
I'll get those. Because they're usually, like, out and about, right?
We have to collect them from the honey badgers.
The honey badgers.
That's true.
So, Michelle, what would you like?
Oh, get a bacon burrito with red.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
I don't know. No, yeah. I'm not.
Wouldn't you rather have a yogurt? It's better for you.
No, it hurts.
With blueberries?
The blueberries would be good, but no.
Do you guys have the yogurt parfaits this morning?
Actually, I don't.
Oh, okay, so never mind.
As it turns out.
Okay, so then it looks like you're going to get
that. Made that easier.
Okay, cool. And I'll get the Ned Flanders.
That's a new one.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll get a Goliath with 3 Cuban shots, Americano style.
Really? You're going to Americanos now.
I know, and for some reason I called it the Ned Flanders because Michael was the one that took that order first. And the dude sounds like Ned Flanders, let's be honest.
On the phone.
He does.
Yes.
He really does.
He really does.
That's good.
So, yeah. So there it is.
Alrighty.
Alright, Aaron.
Have a good one.
Alright, you too.
Bye.
Solomon Sports, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. I'm telling you, dude, I love that place.
That's a great place.
I don't know what I'd do without him.
I think when he said, why are you getting an Americano? I think that he was implying that you're growing up.
I am kind of growing up. That's what Ian said.
It's a big boy drink.
Something happens, apparently, because I started with the frou-frou, like, you know, whipped cream and caramel and all that.
Right.
And even that got changed a little bit to where it was still caramel, but there wasn't as many, you know, it was kind of normal latte style. And now I've graduated to the Americano.
Water apparently. And espresso.
Yeah. Apparently that's graduating.
Espresso.
Espresso. So, it is Monday morning, 7:21 now, and of course, Cover to Cover this morning, if you would like to chime in and get your thoughts in for Cover to Cover this morning, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We have a culture shock for you now, and Billiam, our music director in studio, culture shock.
Yo.
Let's talk about this for a second. I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
I like it too.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So the whole point of a culture shock is we'll take songs from secular artists, mainstream artists that are well known. But the thing with music and lyrics is that they're so subjective when they're written, and lyrics can be interpreted in totally different ways depending on like what you really personally want to get out of the message.
Right.
So that's kind of what we're doing with culture shock. We post the lyrics online. We've got a discussion forum next to it. Like, you can say what you think it means or what you don't think it means.
Yeah, and I love it. We've had some really good conversation come out of it. So there it is. MyStaticRadio.com. Check out the Culture Shock section. And that's where you find this latest from Death Cab for Cutie. The song is I Will Possess Your Heart. Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Close your eyes, digging graves. Static Radio, good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve along with Michelle and Billiam.
What's up?
Happy Monday.
Go.
Yeah.
Wait, is Mother's Day this month?
Oh, yes, man. It is. Thank you.
Is it?
Yeah, it's May. It's like usually the first.
It's not May yet. It's April.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. May's next week.
I'm going to Google it.
It is, yeah.
Mother's Day.
Oh, it's probably like May 7th or something. It's a Sunday.
May 13th.
Ah.
3 days off.
Sunday, May 13th, 2012.
Remember that.
All right. Just trying to help everybody out.
Warning you.
You got a few weeks now. So here's the big question. Can I ask you something real quick?
Yes.
Wife?
Yes. Oh, I'm definitely a wife.
But you're not a mom yet, so never mind.
What? Okay.
I was going to ask.
Call your
because
wife.
Because I always wonder if I'm supposed to get my wife something. Because she's a mom, but she's not my mom.
That's the point.
But she's not my mom.
But she's your wife, and she has kids.
Right, your kids.
So wouldn't that be my kids' job, and I'm responsible for getting my mom
something?
They draw
her a picture.
Your kids are too young to be able to throw some kind of celebration together.
You can take them to the store and have them pick out stuff, or you
because then they end up buying like G.I. Joe's or something. They buy my wife the brand new like Iron Man with special invincible armor of doom.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, but not for her.
Yeah, probably not.
So you should get her something and let them, like, draw her a picture or something.
Ah.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, why not?
I know that my dad always did, and then I would just literally draw a picture, like make a card.
Yeah, exactly. You get the gift, but then just have Jack and Luke make a card.
You'd think after 10 years of marriage, I would probably start to figure out these things.
Did you do anything
last
year?
Mother's Day, I don't know. Mother's Day always throws me off.
Because you forget that your wife is a mom.
Does Chrissy do anything for you on Father's Day?
Dang it, I knew you were going to ask me that.
And I bet she, like, has a party and grills and happy Father's Day.
She's a lady. You guys are way better at planning stuff than we are.
Not always true. You just have to put some effort into it. You have a lot more creativity.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
No,
you're right.
You have 2 weeks.
I have like 3 weeks. You're right.
3 weeks. What are you going to do for your mom?
For my mom?
Your mother.
I don't know, man.
Make her a card?
I mean, at this point, I got my own kids and wife to worry about.
Oh,
so
come on.
I'm just probably not going to have time.
No.
I'm just kidding.
The single mother that raised you.
I know. I'll do something special for her, like have her watch my kids while me and Chrissy
Gosh,
go out.
Stop it.
On a date for Mother's Day.
Stop.
Mom, you want to hang out with my kids? It's Mother's Day.
You gave her another child.
Yeah.
It's the gift of life.
Yeah, exactly. See?
You're welcome, Mom.
See, my mom was the first person I told when I found out me and Chrissy were pregnant again.
Did she cry?
She bawled like a little baby.
Aww.
So, see? I'm good for like 3 years on gifts.
No, you're not.
It covers a bunch, man.
No.
No? Okay.
You gotta send her, like, ultrasound pics now.
Yeah. Hey, it could be worse. I could be lying about things for great gain of myself.
I wonder how long it's gonna be before ultrasound machines are connected to Instagram, so they just shoot straight onto Facebook from the appointment.
You should definitely figure that out.
Yeah. You make an app out of that, you will be a gajillionaire. Seriously.
If only I knew how to do that.
Yeah.
You could figure it out.
Insta-utero. Yeah. I'm just saying.
You just put the phone on your belly.
Ooh!
Yeah?
Yeah. Could happen. I don't know if it could happen,
camera.
I'm not a scientist.
You ruin your phone by putting gel over.
I got all this paste in my speaker. I don't know what it's from.
Wow. Okay, so I want to seg on to this.
Yes?
Yeah, we're talking, you know, I mentioned the lying for great gain.
Crazy things people do for money.
Stupid things you've done, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear this, because you mentioned it, and I'm like, whoa, save it for radio.
All right. Well, this also makes sense because our prom is coming up, too. This 19-year-old girl who didn't go to prom because she told her friends, fiance, and family that she had 6 months to live after battling leukemia since childhood. So,
since childhood.
The Horizon City teen set up her own charity foundation called Achieve the Dream and raised $17,000 of fundraisers, checks, gift cards, and donations.
Wow, dude.
No.
Yeah. That's amazing.
And then not only that, but her high school had a second prom in her name in June because she claimed that she was too ill to go to the first prom.
Wow. Because of the cancer she's been battling since she was six.
Right.
Right.
And then so some people started getting kind of skeptical because no one noticed her being sick ever. Like, she's always just hanging out.
Maybe she's just healthy,
and
sick person.
After a long-running investigation, the police revealed that the hospitals Gomez said had treated her held no record of her as a patient. And eventually they found out that she completely lied about the cancer.
Wow.
I am so angry at her.
Total.
She does not win the car.
Total fail.
The Price is Right.
she said...
a new room.
Her lawyer... I like her lawyer's argument. Quote, she has a real soft spot for people that suffer from those types of diseases, and that's why she's trying to get the money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But she was definitely jailed.
Yeah.
With a bond set at $50,000.
Yeah.
Which is not
a lot
what
of
she
G's.
Raised.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money. She didn't raise that
money.
She
didn't even raise enough to get herself out of jail.
Dude.
Yeah.
Suck.
So that's kind of Lame. Yeah.
So, okay, so she lies about having cancer so that she can basically become prom queen and take other people's money?
Basically.
She's like a upstanding citizen of life, man.
It's like Mean Girls status.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I don't even know where to go from there. That's like the most horrible thing I think I've ever heard in my life.
Where do we go from here? What have you done to get money?
Yeah.
Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
No. Wow. Yeah, probably don't want those call-ins. Yeah. However, 505-338-3700 is a phone number, if you dare brave that. But, yeah. Wow. Speaking of... Project 86, song called Destroyer, that one from Picket Fence Cartel. They will be in Los Alamos coming up this Saturday, actually, 7 p.m., along with Righteous Vendetta and Willett at New Beginnings Fellowship in Los Alamos.
Sounds like fun.
MBFLA.org for all the details. Yeah, I haven't seen those guys in forever, so I'm pretty stoked.
It's going to be groovy.
Groovy?
That's not a good word.
No.
Okay. Okay. Can I? Hear me out. Hear me
You're
out
just
on
like
this one.
Lit up. Okay.
I know. Hear me out on this one. I have a friend. Well, he's a fellow leader in the high school ministry that I serve at. And he's trying to bring that word back. And he says it in the most serious ways. Like, we'll be talking about something that is legitimately cool. And he goes, oh, groovy. Like, out of nowhere. And when he did that, I lost it the first time. I couldn't take
like
anything.
Laughter
to,
lost it?
Yeah, like crying okay. Laughter. Out. It was probably a mixture of everything awesome and everything bad.
Oh, groovy. Like,
stop. I couldn't take him serious. And when he said it, it was like he was going, oh, cool. But it was just, oh, groovy. I died.
And he turned into a cartoon character from Scooby-Doo. Because that's what I picture is like the little polo. It's like, oh, that's groovy, man.
Oh,
right on.
So funny. And to this day, whenever I talk about him, I just, oh, groovy.
Groovy.
So funny. I hope he's listening right now.
I don't know what I say. What do I say? Like, dude, that's...
Dude,
that's awesome.
You say, awesome?
Oh, that's... No, that's when something sucks.
Yeah, you say, that's awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it's awful and awesome at the same time.
No, it's just awesome. Because you think I'm going to say awesome, but I don't because I'm a jerk and I'm being mean to you.
No.
So that's usually what it is.
No, it's fine. Don't worry.
I just can't think of phrases that I say.
I say right on.
Right on?
To pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Because it makes me sound like I understand the situation and what's going on. Even if I don't.
I know. Yeah. Even when you're like, Steve-O, this is your thing. Like, whenever you're like getting like into it and like you're trying to be like sensible, you go, dude.
Dude.
Dude, yeah.
Like the real compelling dude.
Like he means it.
That's the number one word in my vocabulary. Thank you, Michelangelo from the Ninja Turtles. Because seriously, that and cowabunga, I say those all the time. Can you imagine?
Dude, cowabunga!
What words should we bring back? Like
righteous.
That's
bro. That is so righteous. I don't know. Static.
What up, gentlemen, lady?
Hey!
Shane!
Good morning, dudes.
What is up, bro?
I was just thinking about one time we were getting coffee in the morning, and I forget who the dude was, but the guy rolls up on you, and he's all like, oh, hey, man, blah, 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 way too early for that, and you're all, right? You're like, what's in that? You're all right? And I was just thinking of words that you use, and I'm like, dude, that guy has no idea. He just got punched directly in the face.
So funny.
Right?
I even text that a lot. When people say something, I'll be like, right?
Question mark.
Sure,
question mark and an exclamation point. That's how I do.
Right?
That's how I do.
So that's totally one of your words that's rubbed off on me, man.
Dude, okay. What word do we need to bring back? What phrase?
I don't know, dude. I'm a big fan of Stellar, dude, but you know this.
Yes.
It.
Things are stellar. Yeah.
Yes,
dude. Star-like. That is,
star-like
stellar,
things.
Stellar, man.
Dude, that's pretty stellar.
That, bro, that's
sick.
Stellar. That
sickly
is stellar.
Stellar. Yeah.
Sickly stellar?
I don't know, dude. I just had to come up with something brand new, you know? Dude.
What about shway? Do you remember that word?
Yeah,
shway.
I do.
That's shway.
Yo still uses that word.
That's like his favorite word.
I'm I'm sorry, yo.
That was Yo's
Yeah, he still uses that
does
one.
Does he really?
He really does.
You look like you're about to throw up.
I don't even know what that means. What does shway mean?
Well, actually, cool. I asked one time because I was like, I got to be honest, bro. What does that mean?
Right. I don't want to regurgitate it.
Right?
Just because everybody else is hoping one day to be illuminated. Oh, yes, this is what it... No, dude.
Apparently,
what
it's from Batman Beyond. No joke.
Batman
Beyond.
The cartoon. And he used to say shway all the time, and it meant feng shui, like everything was feng shui.
I thought it was feng
shui, right? Feng shui.
Feng shui. It's pronounced feng shui. Feng shui.
Feng shui. See, thanks, so, buddy. That's exactly what I needed this morning.
So apparently you're supposed to say shui.
Yeah. Feng shui. Shui.
Dude, it's so feng shui.
So is that what Johnny Cash is saying? It's on shui.
Yeah, a boy named feng shui. Oh, my gosh.
So, all right, you guys.
All right.
Later.
All right, later. Yeah, Shay! What word do we need to bring back? That's the question of
bounce,
the morning.
As in, dude,
bounce?
I gotta
dude,
bounce.
I gotta bounce. Oh, you really do have to bounce.
Yeah.
You have to roll. You gotta get to your normal, real job.
I gotta jet.
Okay, you gotta roll.
Yes, you gotta, there's a lot.
You gotta peace out.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Gotta
don't
dip,
just say peace.
Dip out.
Peace out.
You gotta say peace out. Yeah. I gotta peace out. Because if you say, I gotta peace, it's like, oh man, the bathrooms are this way.
No, I'm a, just so you guys know, I'm a big fan of 90s sayings.
Okay.
So I want to bring back, duh.
You said it with such conviction. Duh.
You have to bob your head perfectly in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Or not. Psych.
Dude, psych and not. There you go. Wow. There's a list.
Love it.
Okay. Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace on the streets?
Something.
Word. What was the other one with chicken grease? Peace, love, and chicken grease?
Yeah. Or peace out, Girl Scout.
I've never said that.
Oh, okay.
I don't talk to Girl Scouts often.
I don't talk to Girl Scouts. Oh. So unless I'm at Walmart and they're like,
buy
my cookies. I'm like, peace out, Girl Scout. So
I would not buy your cookies.
Thanks, Mitch. All right. What phrase, what word do we need to bring back? Static Radio.
Good morning. This is Sunny.
Sunny.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, as usual.
Right on.
So how about book it?
Book it. I gotta book it, yo.
You gotta book it, y'all.
You gotta book it. I like that. I haven't heard that in a long time.
That's how you guys see it back.
There
so
it is.
Book it.
All right.
So I gotta book it. I'll see y'all then.
All right. Peace out.
Later.
505-338-3700. What old school phrase do we need to bring back?
Do you remember when everyone would say, that's so bad?
That's so bad. Bad.
As in good.
Good, but it would be good.
That drove my mom crazy all through elementary
school.
That's
sick. Dude, that's sick.
I still say sick, and I always drag out my vowels. That's sick.
Dope.
Yeah, I feel
dude,
like
that is so dope.
It makes it sound even more important.
Yeah, you drag the vowel. Static.
Okay, I don't know. This isn't a word.
Hey, Heather, where have you been?
I'm good. I've been off the radar, my friends. Okay.
No.
So, this isn't a word, but one time I was at the park with a friend, and we had our children, and we're sitting on this bench and chatting and everything, and we look over, and her son's, like, taking his pants down and, you know, publicly urinating. And, and so she stands up and shouts and, like, has her fists in the air, and she screams out, by the power store!
No way!
And starts running towards him, and I, like, fell over. I just fell over and, like, stayed there in a fetal position laughing for, like, 30 minutes.
Oh, can I do by the power of Grayskull, though? Because to me, I was more He-Man than Thor. You know?
Yeah, I don't know, but she said it by the power of Thor, and I hadn't heard that, and I was like, what? What? Where? Oh my god, I love that!
I think that wins so far for slang we need to bring back.
You know what is another one? Remember, like, the cartoons? Like, wasn't there always, like, a cartoon guy that was always like, Zutolo? Do you remember that?
What?
What?
He would say, Zutolo.
What cartoons were you watching?
It was like wasn't it like Pepe Le Pew or something? What did you say?
That was the bilingual Zorro episode.
No, I'm like, your cartoons were Hecho in Mexico, bro. Just saying. Because I've never heard that before. So I'm bringing that back.
I just have to say it makes me giggle. Yeah. So, all right.
All right, Heather. We miss you, girl. All right.
Bye.
Later. Oh, I'm a fan of that lady right there.
I always feel like I'm in a Disney movie when she's talking.
I do, too. Wow. All right. What phrase do we need to bring back? What slang term? What I like by the power of Grayskull. By the power of Grayskull! If you do not stop that, you will get a spanking. I think my kids will listen to me if I do that. I'm just saying. I'm stealing that. I'm taking
or
it.
Or they're just going to start fighting you back.
Yeah. What, like Skeletor or what? Static.
Morning, guys.
Morning.
Hey. Back in the 90s, some friends used to always try to bring back the word swell.
Swell?
Well.
That just sounds so nerdy.
Yeah, I know. And they just, because it did, they wanted to bring it back. Just, that's swell.
Dude, that is so swell.
That's swell.
Oh,
I know.
That's swell.
What about wicked? People say, ooh, that's
oh, I still say it. I still say, like, to me, things are wicked awesome.
Yeah, that's wicked.
Dude, that is wicked. You got to drag out the vowels like my dear friend Billiam says here.
Wicked.
Wicked. Yeah.
All right, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Dude, as if.
Yes. I forgot about as if. That's totally Wayne's
World.
Or
do you remember?
As if.
Or it's cool beans, bro.
Cool beans. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
Yes, cool beans. I love it. What slang word or term needs to come back? Hello, Static.
Oh, man, you just got it. Cool beans.
Cool beans.
That's the one.
Dude, that's a good one. I dig it.
Hey, it's funny you said you feel like you're in a Disney movie talking to Heather.
Yeah.
Because Zutaro, that is from Beauty and the Beast. It's in the mirror of the candlestick.
There it is.
Wow. There you go.
Nicely
have a good day,
done. Guys. You too, man. Celeste joining us in studio, and I'm not going to lie, you smell like girl.
That's a good thing.
You just made the entire studio smell like girl.
Guess what? You guys smell like boys.
We do.
Yeah,
so
you smell like this gay park.
It smells good. Good morning. Happy
good morning.
Monday.
Did I hear you guys say bacon?
Bacon?
Did you say bacon?
No.
Dang it. I
As
thought
a
you said
term?
I was like, yes. No.
Oh.
Over there, it sounds like bacon.
Oh, okay. No, we're talking about slang terms that need to make a comeback.
Mm.
Like right on, or righteous, or wicked.
I like righteous.
Or cool beans.
Not the beans aren't all that cool.
Cool
unless
beans?
They're coffee beans.
Beans are cool.
I love beans.
I love beans, too. Like my mother-in-law makes this wicked, like, pinto bean, like, yummy... I don't
mash,
know.
Like bean mash?
Not pinto beans. They're more like the whole beans with the green chili and like bacon in it. I don't know what that's called.
I like it because it has bacon.
And they're cool. And they're beans. Cool beans.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the cool beans.
Yeah. Static.
Man, I wish my wife smelled like bacon because bacon smells good. Or barbecue. She smelled like
Dude.
Bacon or barbecue.
Fireman Wiggins.
Mark Wiggins. Good morning.
What's up?
How are you guys?
Doing well, man. Can't complain.
Good, good. I don't think you'll remember this saying because, you know, I'm a lot older than you guys. But we used to say base.
Well, like, when you, like, of course. When you schooled somebody?
Oh, yeah. That's
base.
What you, there's nothing. I still will say it now every once in a while.
I want to bring that back. I
base.
Would love to
Ooh.
Bring that back. Ooh,
and you got to put your
base.
Hand out, too. And if you're close to them, you put it right in their face. Oh,
yeah.
Face. Right there. Like that.
I love it.
I don't love
I am
it.
Down with that.
All right.
Fireman Wiggins. All right.
Word.
Yeah. Later.
Dude, I think one 90s term that's totally stuck is my bad.
My bad.
My bad.
Because people always say my bad.
You hear that regularly.
I remember when it first came around, I was a little kid, and I couldn't understand what people were saying, like something bad. So I wanted to say it. I wanted
it.
To be part of the trend. So I just go like, bad.
I didn't get it because grammatically speaking, I was like, what?
My bad.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it's because you're always thinking about things.
I get it now.
It's my bad.
But in like third grade, I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
It does because it's my bad. I did a bad. It's mine.
It's
I own it. I owned the bad.
And it doesn't actually
I owned
make
the bad.
Sense.
The bad that just happened, I did. So it's
like
mine.
A non-com-
so it's my bad.
A non-committal way to take...
to apologize?
To
like a roundabout
take responsibility
apology?
For something.
Bad,
yeah.
Bad
yeah.
isn't a noun, so it doesn't really
But it
work.
Works, because it's a bad.
In first
I did
slang,
a bad.
But technically it doesn't work.
I'm a child like English good. English
is-
good like. My bad. Bad mine. It's my bad.
An adjective, it's describing.
Static.
Hey.
What up?
I'm gonna dictionary it.
Okay, so back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't around then. Sorry.
We used to say, like, for something that was cool, we said tight.
That's tight. Except you gotta drag it out now.
See,
the
that
eye.
Actually means stuff because people wear skinny jeans, like
this is true. Things are tight, like Will's pants.
Oh,
Will's
yeah.
pants are very
I'm wearing
tight.
Skinny jeans.
Hey,
yeah.
Jeans. Hey, Katie's got one too.
Okay.
Umbers,
dude. Umbers.
Is it umbers or umbers?
Umbers.
UMB. I always say umbers, like amber.
Amber? No, umbers. Umbers. Hmm. Static.
Okay, so here's the one I want to bring back. When you're leaving, you just say deuces, chuck them, and then walk off. But. The one I really want to start, like, going is just using the word swag completely out of context.
Yes!
Like,
yeah.
Like, you're at Walmart, and the lady's like, all right, that'll be $23.85, and you swipe your card, and you just go, swag.
You just say it under your breath, you know.
Uh-huh.
That is the best!
That's great.
I'm going to start using that, and we're going to make that go around the world.
Please.
Because word.
I just want to use it so out of context.
Dude.
Like, what are you up to today? Swag. Not much, man. You know.
I love it. All right, man.
See y'all later.
All right, later. Amazing. What slang needs to come back? You're still all about this, my bad.
Well, see, now it says noun, adverb, and adjective.
Ha!
I
look
don't see how that works.
Proven
oh, wait,
wrong.
But it says slang.
See?
I'm still right.
No, you're... It's dude, just admit it. Just say
yes,
it. Just say, my bad, I was wrong.
Well, I still
say
it.
Say
I'm
it.
Just saying when I was
my
learning
bad.
English with the other third graders, we're like, that doesn't make grammatical sense.
Dude, it doesn't have to make sense. That's why it's slang.
Talk to the
wow, head. Celeste, you are really making this topic not fun.
I'm sorry. I'm an English major, so I kind of have to focus on these things.
Static radio.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so, you know, I went to school in D.C., and, like, dudes would get in, like, full-out fights, and people would pull them apart, and the only thing that they would say about what the other person did is they would say, man, he be bugging.
He be bugging! I love it!
You remember? He
yeah,
be
that's like straight-up Run DMC talk.
Yes, he be bugging.
Bugging. You know what you use like every other word? I don't know if you've noticed this.
What?
You like to say like a lot.
Oh, sorry.
Like a lot.
Okay, I'm bringing it back.
Yeah, yeah. Bring it back, girl.
Damn.
That would be bugging me though, yo. So
that'd
I'm just saying. All right.
Okay, and the other thing is my best friend's husband, he was a youth leader. And he was going bald, and he was trying to bring, like, make the word bald, like, hot, like, you know, like, oh, that's bald. That's dope.
Bob?
That's bald.
Bald.
Bald?
Yeah.
That didn't work.
That didn't work at all.
I'm not feeling it.
Because bald just will never be cool.
I know. That's what we were trying to tell him. It was really sad watching it.
No matter how cool you are bald, everyone just knows that you're balding on top, so you had to shave your head.
Yeah.
Let's be
and
honest.
He would say, up top bald. That's horrible.
That would be like me going to some sports car and being like, dude, look how scrawny this is.
Right.
It's kind of the same thing as using bad to describe something good.
No! Bad is good! That's
I'm just saying there's some inconsistencies here.
Wow.
That's all.
You should
wow.
do that. That's how scrawny.
Yeah. Dude, that's so scrawny, yo. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, I really right. mean it. Goodbye.
All right, bye, Heather.
Okay, here's one. Did you do this already? Talk to the hand.
Talk to the hand.
Says Chelsea on Facebook.
Oh, wow. We got a ton on Facebook. JD, burn. I haven't heard burn in a long
that.
Time.
I'm like,
really?
You want some ice? You want some sunscreen?
What?
For that sunburn? Oh! And it was funny back then. But now I'm in college, and it's not that funny that I just said that on air.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
See, it's okay. Stop apologizing. Man. Do we just... Let's just
turn
got burned,
there.
Yo.
Go talk to Will.
Dog.
I burned myself. There's talk to the hand burn.
Home slice.
Dude. I love home slice. Home I use that all the time. Stellar, yo.
Dude.
I say stellar.
Stellar. I like it. Whack.
That's whack.
I haven't
whack.
Heard whack
I
in so
love
long.
That one. Yeah.
That is so whack,
my
bro.
My friend Crystal uses that.
Yeah. And in I your like face, it. I just I'm reading these on Facebook and getting excited.
Gnarly.
There's some really good ones. Gnarly. I still
rad.
Say gnarly randomly.
I think
that word still kind of comes.
That's
out.
A locational word.
Yes.
If you're in like California, gnarly, bro.
Dude, that's gnarly, bro. Yes.
I like rad.
What slang needs to come back? 505-338-3700. It's definitely a Monday topic. These are my favorite. Just the dumb fun. Yeah. 505-338-3700. Steve-O, Celeste, and Billiam. We got the daylights for you coming up in a second. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, cover to cover, we want to know what you want to hear. Back to back to back to back. Cover to cover. So get your suggestions in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
This is 88.3.
Sink or Swim, Static Radio. Good morning. It is this
hungry.
Your morning show. You're
sorry.
Hungry.
Sorry I interrupted your intro.
That's okay. That's fine.
You have to do it all over again.
All right. Here we go. Hold on. Yeah, will you hum the ending of the song? Keep going. You screwed up my intro. Okay. Sustain it.
I need to breathe.
Kids, Sink or Swim, Static Radio. Good morning. Oh, man, it's the Steve radio program.
Yeah.
Yay.
I can sing
Celeste.
Pretty, huh?
And Billiam.
I sing pretty in the
studio.
Morning.
Wow.
Do you, I'm back.
Do you just always need validation for everything?
I was being sarcastic. Yeah. That was terrible.
So was I.
Oh, I couldn't tell.
Static Radio, good morning.
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 Hello.
So I got a couple of words.
Slang terms.
And then I got cover to cover suggestions.
All so right.
First word is chale.
Chale, Holmes.
Chale.
Yeah. I grew up in Las Vegas, New Mexico. I know that.
You know all about that.
Yeah.
So the second one is, you know, I'm from Phoenix, and I moved here about 5 years ago. And when I first got here, people would say, Allah. And I was like, man, there's a lot of Islamic people here. What does that mean?
That's great.
Yes. I like
okay.
it.
Cover to cover, and I can't remember the name of the album. It's their first album, Seven Places.
Oh, wow. Dude.
Seven Places.
Seven Places, my dear friend Jeff Gilberto's band, or at least old band.
Yeah, awesome CD. Every song on there is totally awesome.
Right on, man.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, thank you.
Love your show.
Thanks,
bye.
Man. Speaking of cover to cover, we got some good suggestions this morning, and one person was like, I didn't know we could suggest hardcore.
Suggest whatever you want.
Let's do True Defiance by Demon Hunter. And I'm like, ooh.
Ooh, I like Demon Hunter.
I like that idea. So
I'm kind of leaning that way, yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear the new Demon Hunter, let us know. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I kind of like that idea. We've been talking about phrases, slang terms, things
what
that need to come back.
What was the first thing he said?
Chale.
What? I'm half Hispanic and I don't know what that means. What does it mean?
I'm half Hispanic and I know what it means. So,
well, that's why I'm kind of like
one out of every two half
thing.
Hispanics know what chale means.
It's because you don't have any ginger in you, Steve-O.
I don't.
The ginger.
What is that
the ginger,
supposed to mean?
It cancels out.
It cancels out all the Hispanic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is about to get very personal.
Yeah, I was just about to say, don't cry. Don't cry.
What if I told you all the times I cried was fake?
I would believe it.
You.
I would believe it. And I'd be like, what? And you'd be like, psych. And I'd be like, no way. And you'd be like, right.
No, yeah. It wasn't fake.
I know.
But I could if I wanted to. It's early if my eyes are still like, why are you awake?
So we've been talking about slang terms that need to make a comeback. And I was reading this article and it's 8 products the Facebook generation will not buy. These are things that aren't going to make a comeback. Yesterday, my dear friend Joey Belleville helped out at our church service. We were doing Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And he was getting schooled by the kids. So finally, he started asking questions back like, oh, yeah, do you know what a VCR is? And they stared at him blankly.
What?
What?
Because they had no idea what a VCR was.
No.
Or what life was like before the internet existed.
It's
you
happening.
Know? And the one girl said, that would be awful. Yeah. There used to be life before the internet.
Yep.
Allegedly.
I think we got the internet when I was in fourth grade. So I still somewhat know what it's like to like read a book.
Yeah.
to research it. And then we got Mac computers everywhere. And it was like, internet.
Yeah. That was probably the last time I went to the library.
And now you use Wikipedia everything.
Yeah. That's horrible, though.
It is.
That's horrible.
It really is.
So, anyways.
So nice.
Eight products of Facebook generation will not buy. Apparently, consumer tastes are changing at a greater rate than ever before. Not surprisingly, purchasing habits of the younger generation present the most dramatic shifts. And this is a reflection of what they find important. So, let's see. Number one, I don't know if you guys even remember, like, purchasing anything like this, because back in the day you used to have to, but they're saying that this in itself is going to go extinct. Email.
What?
Email going
Yay,
extinct.
I hate email.
In 2010, at the launch of Facebook's then new messaging service, Mark Zuckerberg predicted the decline of email in general, stating that email is too slow, too formal, and time is proving Zuckerberg right, actually. From December 2009 to December 2010, time spent using email from the 12 to 17 age group dropped 59%. And so it's looking like email is in super decline because it's just not,
so
it's not fast enough.
People text instead? Is that
yeah,
what it
people
is?
Text. Mm-hmm. People do instant messaging now, stuff like that. This is a weird one, and I'm being serious. Number two on this list of eight things that are going the way of the dodo, beer. I'm being serious.
I want to hear this.
Okay, apparently, with this current generation of youths, beer, just a few decades ago, was quite popular with the kiddos.
Uh-huh.
Now it's becoming light beer. And they're saying that, yeah,
it's like the same
now they're saying that these light beers and these zero-calorie beer type things are probably what's going to become popular, and there's not going to be a market for quote-unquote regular beer, I guess.
How else do you think I keep this awesome figure? It's zero calorie, bro.
Wow. Number three?
I like calories.
We
fat.
Still subscribe to this here at the station, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be stopped here soon. Newspapers.
That's a bummer.
When was
I
the last
like
time?
Them.
Really? Mm-hmm. Do you really read our paper
I
here?
I like paper.
Do you read our paper here?
No.
Exactly.
She just likes the
exactly.
hit people.
I like the
pictures.
Smell of it. I like the smell of the paper. No one really reads the paper anymore.
I'm a big giant book fan.
Yeah. But nowadays with iPads and everything, you can still get the paper, but just in digital form.
I don't read on the iPad.
Dude, it's eco-friendly. Huh? And so,
that's
I don't know.
True.
Number four, this is going to sound crazy, but cars.
Dude, this one
as
upsets me.
To,
yeah.
Because I'm one of like the 1% that still knows about cars of my generation.
Because we had this conversation last week.
As recently as 1998, 64% of drivers aged 19 and younger all had driver's license, according to the Federal Highway Administration. As of 2008, that amount dropped to 46%. Of drivers, they said they would choose internet access over owning a car.
What?
According to a research firm, Gardner. People are also waiting longer to get their license. Michelle, she didn't have her license until she was like 19
That's
or something like that.
Because she lives like in the mountains.
True
and
story.
Whatever.
According to the University of Michigan's Transportation Research Institute, in 1983, one-third of all licensed drivers in the U.S. were under 30. Today, only 22% of drivers are under the age of 30.
I have a theory.
Huh?
They're longboarding.
True story. That's
great.
What I'm saying. They're riding their bike. Everybody's trying to be healthy. They want to be outdoorsy. They're rocking little scoots, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So,
or
I don't know.
They change their oils. Everything overheated. And
stop
now they don't
it. Stop it. You know what? I'm going to take care of that soon, I swear. Companies such as General Motors have reached out to a more youth-oriented advertising company such as MTV to address the widening gap in their sales, but it's looking like cars are one thing that this next generation most likely will not purchase.
That's because my generation doesn't have any money for new cars.
It's not new cars. It's just cars in general. People aren't driving. They're taking the bus. They're rocking, you know, scooters.
Maybe it's because they spend all their money on fast food.
Yeah. Or I'm light beer, apparently, as according
Apple
to
products.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, number five, landlines. Landline phones.
Those have been gone
Those have been gone.
A while.
Well, so we would think. But you know what? I'm going to take this because they keep calling. Static.
Hey, it's the Receptor.
Hi, Receptor.
Hi, you guys. Okay, nobody should be buying light beer because that stuff tastes disgusting.
True story?
Yes. Can I tell? Okay. When I was younger, I accidentally took a drink of my dad. I was drinking a cream soda, and I took, and my dad had nice. His beer right next to it, and I took a drink, and that stuff tastes like, you know, when you drink something too fast, and you lay down, and then you, like, kind of burp it or spit it up, and then you're like,
oh my,
like stomach acid. It tastes like stomach acid.
Wow.
Nobody should ever be buying that.
You just equated beer to bile is basically what you're saying.
That's exactly what it is.
Wow.
So I see the decrease in, I understand why people aren't buying beer, but going to light beer is not any better.
So basically the human race is just
flopping,
rotting, and just going into complete and stupid ignition.
Pretty much.
Exactly.
Hey, this will make you feel better than number six for the eight things that this next generation will not buy.
What?
Cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
So as we talk about the healthier generation, smoking rates among young people have historically exceeded those of the general population, but now that group is dropping the habit quicker than anyone.
You want to know why?
Because it's gross?
Because it turns out it's actually bad for you.
Yeah, and it makes your clothes smell disgusting, your hands stink, your...
Nobody wants to date you.
As a dude, as a dude who had that habit for almost 10 years, I can tell you it's disgusting.
Well,
and it made everything stink, and...
True that. And then, like, for years after, I know people who haven't... True that. That's another thing. We should be back.
Yeah.
I'm trying. No, I know people who haven't smoked for years, and they still smell like smoke.
Yeah.
So gross.
Them and cat people just need to get an island together somewhere.
Hey,
and,
bro.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Oh, Will.
Will can hear you.
Sorry, Will. Sorry. You know.
Whatever. I'm living my own cat island.
Yeah.
Without y'all.
It'll just be him and a bunch of cats.
Yeah. Thanks, Meech.
Yep. Bye.
Later. Wow. Yeah. So, hey, you see how he took that criticism? I just told him he should go live on his own island.
You know what? You're assuming that everything you say actually hurts my feelings. Yeah. That everything that I say is like a diss on myself. That's a very assumptive, incorrect thing. So, I'm good. Just so you know, I'm good.
If you're just joining us, the eight products this next Facebook generation will not buy, at least according to this study, these products have been on the decline and rapidly going away. Number one was email. Number two, beer. Number three, newspapers. Number four, cars. Number five, landline phones. I didn't even know they still existed. Number six, smokes. Number seven, desktop computers.
I like desktop computers.
Me too.
I don't know. I feel like just because it's bigger, it's more powerful than the laptop.
Yeah, but according to the millennials... they would rather have their laptop because they can take it anywhere. It's accessible wherever. Nowadays, you can go to a coffee bar and they'll have Wi-Fi for you. You know what I mean? Back in my day. So, yeah, according to a research, desktop computers going to be going the way of the dodo because Generation Y simply aren't buying PCs as their first choice. And they don't care. They'd rather have a laptop or an iPad or on your phone these days. You can get everything you need. So, I don't know. Last but not least.
Agreed.
Adults age 18 to 24 watch less traditional television than any other age group in the country. And so it's looking like televisions will be one thing that this next generation doesn't buy. Do you own a television?
I do, but I don't use it.
Right.
I watch all my TV episodes online.
See?
Yep.
Yeah. And
whenever
so,
I want.
Yeah. One of the leading reasons for the difference is the internet.
Oh.
Just said. Yeah. According to a report published by an electronics review research company, 23% of those under 25 watch most of their television online. And so.
That's nice.
Do you think that's. I mean, yeah. Sometimes. Nowadays, it used to be you could just watch a show on the internet and be cool. And now it's like. This programming brought to you by... And then you got to watch 3 minutes of car commercials or beer commercials. And then you get to watch 20 minutes of your show. And then it cuts into another commercial.
But how great is that announcer's voice on Hulu?
Yeah.
This program brought to you by...
This is very true.
I hear Peter's voice because he does a Christa St. Vincent ad. I'm like, it's Peter!
Exactly.
That's our Peter. I'm sorry. I get all excited because every time he's on that one, I'm like, yes.
He's a good dude. Yeah. He's a good dude. 505-338-3700. You're listening to Static Radio. We are half an hour away from cover to cover. It's looking like we're going to be rocking Demon Hunter's brand new record that came out last Tuesday, True Defiance. But yeah, if you have a suggestion, 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Stephen Keach now. Dude doing a little mini tour right now. My dear friend Ethan just played with this guy.
No way.
Yeah. Former Haste of Day member. Totally different vibe. Still amazing. This song's called Black Coffee. Stephen Keach, Static Radio. Under Oath, The Created Void, right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O, Billiam.
Yes.
And our dear friend, Shane.
What's up?
Woo! Welcome to the studio, my friend.
Thank you, brother.
It's good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
So we've been talking about random nothingness because it's Monday. And people need to get going.
Yeah.
They need to get going to work or school or whatever they're doing. We're just trying to help people out by providing wholesome entertainment.
Which you do.
On a regular basis.
On a regular basis.
You don't even have to pay for it.
Yeah.
However you could if you wanted to, because we need money.
There is the option.
There is the option. We'd like to be listener-supported.
I'd like you to stick around.
Yeah.
I enjoy you guys.
We're a listener-supported station.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd like to be, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So
hint, hint, knock, knock.
MyStaticRadio.com, actually, if my conviction was strong enough for you to actually shell out some cash, check it out. There's a donate button at MyStaticRadio.com.
Sweet.
Yeah, you know, if you don't tell people, they won't know. And how can they help a ministry if they don't know that a ministry needs help?
As a listener, I would be disappointed if I didn't know and then you guys were off the air.
And all of a sudden we were off the air.
I'd be all like, wait a minute, that was the only radio station that talked about Jesus, that was interactive with the audience. And I would gladly write a check.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. You should do that right now.
Yeah, absolutely. How much can I get you?
Cool.
I've got cash on me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does that work?
I'll take that.
MyStaticRadio.com. We joke, but it's true. It takes hundreds of thousands of dollars to run this ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We do free concerts. We do a lot of stuff around here. Everything we do in the community is free for the community, but not for us. The static paper we do.
Right.
It's not free to print.
Right, and these are good tools, man. It's not lip service. These are great tools. I mean, when you can open that up before I go see a show with my children, it's nice to be able to look in there and say, well, here's the review, and this is what like-minded folks think of this particular movie.
There it is.
Those kinds of things. So.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com if you really do want to contribute and help out Static Radio, you can do so. And we're going to be doing something huge coming up at the end of May, so start praying now. Because I'm amped. A lot of stuff on the horizon.
Why you guys keep saying this? So can you leak any information? Can we get a hint?
I just leaked all that I can.
That's it.
That's everything.
That's all you get.
I'm drained.
All right.
So
the information will be spilled at prom.
This is true.
So if you come
to prom,
right?
Yeah,
you'll be the first to know.
You'll get the inside information because then we're not going to discuss it again until like mid May.
That'll be the bee's knees, man.
That's right. You can get your
bee's
tickets.
Knees.
I'm bringing it back.
Threw me off,
Grandpa.
Bro. Wow, talking about slang that doesn't need to come back.
Come on.
But yeah, you can check out details for our prom going down Friday, May 4th. At mystaticradio.com. Tickets are on sale right now. They're $19. And talking about supporting the station, that's a way that supports the station. 100% of the proceeds of prom go back to Static Radio. We do it every single year. There's on average about 500 kids
that come. That's awesome.
You know, last year I think there were 460-something pre-sales, and then we had a ton of kids show up at the door as well.
Yeah.
So a lot of kids, man.
That's rad.
And we do it because, let's be honest, public high school proms kind of suck these days.
For sure.
It's kind of scary.
Yeah.
And so we want to provide a safe alternative to that so that you can enjoy your prom without being like, well, happened? Yeah, I got shanked. I got shanked at my prom. That's not fun.
No, I was roofied.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Mom, it was supposed to be the greatest night of my life.
And it was horrible.
We don't do that.
I always had these huge fantasies of school dances and stuff because I was homeschooled, so I never went to them. And I remember sneaking into I think it was the Rio Rancho.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I was literally, because people who don't go there weren't allowed in.
Oh, I see.
Unless I had a date, which that's not going to happen.
Right.
So I was in there for maybe 20 minutes, and I was so afraid of all the bumping and grinding dancing that was going on.
Yeah.
I felt so out of place, and I just snuck out. It's totally not worth it.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And you don't have to worry about that either, because we've got, you know, we got peeps here, all right?
Yeah.
We're going to be like, whoa, whoa, whoa!
Time out.
Yeah.
I heard the whistle.
Yeah.
Right. So, and they're wearing refs outfits, and they literally come charging
that
in.
That is hilarious.
Yes. They will,
we should do
they
that.
They will blow the whistle.
Yeah.
Don't make them blow the whistle.
Penalty, two-hand contact.
They'll come separate you like UFC right. fighters.
6 inches. Yeah. Bam, at
gotta
all times.
Gotta leave room for the Holy Spirit.
That's
all right.
Yeah, that's
so,
it.
Get that in there. So, mystaticradio.com if you'd like to buy tickets for our Big Bad Prom that's going down Friday, May 4th. And as Billiam said, huge announcement about the morning show, about something big going down in May here with Static Radio. And you'll be the first to know at our prom. So, yeah, mystaticradio.com for all the details on that. Dude, we got cover to cover this morning, and it seems like the Demon Hunters have it.
We're getting a grip of positive feedback on the Demon Hunter cover.
All of a sudden, it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Did you say we could actually request Demon Hunter? Dude, you can request whatever you want.
Exactly.
And it seems like that's a pretty good idea. And Shane's in here bringing the metal. What?
Love it.
Yeah! Woo! Dude. So I think Demon Hunter has it, man.
Yeah, Demon Hunter rocks.
So, to all the emails we got one that was like, please, 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 bro. Please play Demon Hunter. And their brand new record is absolutely brilliant.
It's so sick. And it's almost going to fill up the whole hour, too.
Yeah. I don't want to say it's my favorite because it's still new. And I do that usually when I really like something. I'm like, it's the greatest ever. I don't want to do that yet. But it is, man, it is incredible. I think it's a great record. So
there's
we'll be doing that.
There's a ton of Demon Hunter up here.
Yeah, we'll be doing that one. True Defiance.
Tweet.
Amber said, what? I'll be eternally grateful. We are eternally grateful. So, apparently, it's the Demon Hunters have it. So, we'll be doing that. Also, before we get to that, we got some Shell coming back. We got Billiam. We got Shane. I'm Steve-O, and you're listening to Static Radio.
Boom. Calvary Metro Knob Hill is a...
Castle Door Dumpster Diving. Static Radio. Good morning. Steve-O, Billiam, and our boy Shane in studio. So,
have you guys ever been dumpster diving?
I don't even know what that means.
It's dumpsters out behind, you know, big stores or whatever. Like, sometimes there's good stuff in them. So you jump in and dig around.
Wow.
Something my family taught me, I guess.
Oh, man. Are you being serious
Salt
right
of the
now?
Earth, dude,
we're scavengers.
I've got a ton of respect for that.
Wow.
I really do.
He does come from a family of gypsies. This is true.
Hey, is that something in your mane of hair right now? Is that confetti or something perhaps from the bottom of a dumpster? Have you been dumpster diving this morning?
I haven't looked in a mirror lately. So
earlier we were talking about celebrations, actually. And he was saying that he actually carries confetti around in his pockets.
Just in case.
Like, celebrate. Just in case. You never know what's going to happen.
Drop of a hat, rocking and a rolling, my friend.
Well, we were telling this story. It's really sad. Charlie Weiss used to be the coach for Notre Dame back in the day.
Yes.
And he took a job coaching Kansas 2-10 last year. They were awful.
Yeah.
Of course, I mean, not as awful as the Lobos were last year. So I'm really hoping Bob Davey does something amazing for our team this year. But
cheers to that.
Yeah, but let me tell you, Kansas was so bad that for practice, Charlie Weiss had to coach them on their celebrations.
Come on.
I kid you not.
Wow.
He said, and I quote, their celebration was a pile of crap.
Wow.
That's what the coach said, because they were so used to losing, they had nothing to look forward to.
The confidence.
And so he got the kicker on the field, and he said, all right, it's fourth quarter. This is a game-winning field goal.
Yes.
You guys run out on the field when he kicks his field goal and celebrate.
You betcha, man.
And the kicker missed the kick.
Oh, man.
I kid you not.
Hurt me just now. I'm bleeding inside.
And so they all ran out of the field, and then they're like, Oh, he missed it.
Totally deflated once again.
Yeah, so they went back to the sidelines, and he was like, oh, come on!
They can't even win a game with no opponent.
With no opponent, So they set it up again, and he kicked the field goal. Woo! And he made the field goal, and they ran out there and didn't know what to do, and he lost it and just started screaming at him because they were that bad at celebrating.
Come on, dude.
He said it was terrible.
But you know what? Okay, and I'm just going to go there. Let's just say this.
Yeah.
You hit me in the face with a 2x4 enough times.
Right.
Maybe even just once, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it enough times. Dude, it's going to take a little steam out of me.
Yeah.
And these dudes, bro, have, you know
lost
what I mean?
And lost.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, I think these are those moments, and it doesn't matter. I think this is the parallel between all topics. Dude, when that's the kind of thing that's going on with somebody and you're there for them, and you believe in them and you stick by them, when things do go well, it's, you know, it's your proving ground. This is the time when you stand by people. This is when they need it.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy to stand by somebody when they don't need it. But when they do, so it's nice to see the city still rallying around these guys.
Yeah.
You know, and
because even though they're awful.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I mean.
Yeah. They're awful.
You hate. That's a bad word. Don't say that word.
I don't hate anything.
Yeah.
So I have a strong dislike.
You have a strong dislike for the Lobos?
No, I love the Lobos. Okay. I grew up a Notre Dame kid because that was like the only college team on.
Yeah.
And Bob Davey was the coach when I was watching Notre Dame. And so I'm stoked
that he's
and
here.
Really hopeful for big things. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to happen right away, but I'll tell you what, the basketball squad has been very wonderful for this great city.
Yes.
And I think
for sure.
Because of that has kind of helped go, it's okay. They may not do anything yet, but when football gets on track and then we actually have two teams that are...
Yeah. I'll be honest, man. If you don't have leadership, you don't have anything. And the fact that they've got a solid, tried and true leader, I think.
Hope so.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
Well, I'm in the corner.
Like anything, you got to invest into it.
When did it turn into sports talk? All right. Good morning, 8:56 now. Welcome to Sports Talk, 88.3 FM.
Fantastic.
All right.
Yes.
With me, I got Shane the Hurricane.
That's right. I am a Hurricane.
Did you go to Miami?
I did. I went to Miami, and I'm a Miami Hurricane. There you go.
That is the worst sports talk radio
You've got to be kidding me. This is fantastic.
You're talking through your teeth. Like you're scaring me. Yeah. It's a little weird.
So let's hear Howard Cosell. Let's get one of those going.
I don't know. Who?
Are you kidding me?
Sorry.
I forgot. You're not 55 years old. Yeah, that's right. Okay. All right. Never mind. Like,
who's that? Who's the sports guy?
Howard Cosell.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
I don't know who that is.
That was Albert. Al Michaels. When he did the,
you were like two.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
It's
no?
a little thing. No, I'm no. no.
He did that. They did that movie, Miracle.
No.
It was like the Miracle on Ice. Do you believe in miracles? That was it. Yes!
Miracle.
Do you believe
miracles.
In... Miracles. It's a miracle. As promised, brand new music from Demon Hunter. Cover to cover. In its entirety. That's it, man. The record's called True Defiance. That's some Demon Hunter. Just trying to get you going on your Monday morning. I hope it was helpful for you. We do it every single Monday, 9 a.m. Cover to cover, a record in its entirety. So get your suggestions in. You can do it every single Monday morning. On the way back, some House of Heroes, a culture shock from Young the Giant. That is it for me. I'll see you guys again tomorrow morning. New Music Tuesday, Billion Promises, a whole lot of brand new stuff. We got a slew of new things, including a brand new song from the Temper Trap. Yeah, a brand new song from the Temper Trap. So we'll be premiering all of these for New Music Tuesday tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. I'm out. For Steve-O, for Billion, for Mish, hanging out this morning. We'll see you guys again tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Static Radio.
Last time at Expound. I am going to build.